Today's daf is Becharos daf Mem Gimel. We begin the seventh parak of Maseches Becharos, and today we begin discussing the mumin of a person that would disqualify a kohen from doing the avoda. It really has nothing to do with Maseches Becharos, except since we were discussing mumin behema in the last parak, so agav that we start discussing mumin of an adam in this parak. Now the Ramban and the Rush leave out of their halachos over here. The Ramban has halachos in Becharos, much like the Rif, so the Ramban and the Rush both leave out from their halachos mumei adam. They leave all these details out of their halachos. And the Shailos HaTshuvos Shol Meshev Madur Kama Chele Gimel Simen Tazayin, he explains that from the fact that the Ramban and the Rush leave it out, we can prove that according to the Ramban and the Rush, Bizman Azeh, there would be no iser for a Kohen to be Matil Mum Ba'atzmo. There would be no iser for a Kohen to make a Mum on his own body, because if it were Aser Bizman, the Ramban and the Rush should have let us know what a mum is, so that a kohen should know to be careful about it. As opposed to during the Zman Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohanim were not allowed to make a mum on themselves, because as the Gemara says previously, that an Eved Kohen cannot be Nirtza, because Al Yedei that, if he goes through Ritzia, he's going to make himself a Baal Mum, and that is problematic, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayakayam. There is a Sugi in Kiddushin, however, the Chafal from Beis, where the Gemara asks, so what? Let him make himself a Baal Mum. Why can't an Eved Kohen be Nirtza? So we ask a Baal Mum, and the Gemara answers, Vishavel Mishpachto Be'inan, that we have a din that the Eved always has to be able to return to his Mishpacha, which means to return to how he was before. But if he makes himself a Mum, he's not going to be able to return to how he was before. So it's Mashma, though, from that Gemara, that the idea of putting a Mum on his body is not really an Isser. It's a technical din in Dine Avdus, that when you have Ritzia, you have to be Vishavel Mishpachto. So it's a kasha. Why do we generally assume over here that there is an iser of a coin being matil mum, and it's just that the Shalom Meshav is mechadesh, that it doesn't apply bizman hazeh? But it sounds like bizman shebizmukshkayim, it is an iser. So the Shalom Meshav says that Gemara in Kiddushin is not a raya, because ritzias ozen of an eved, the piercing of the ear of an eved, is a mitzvah in the Torah. So even if there is an iser of hatalas mum b'kohen, nevertheless we would have said that b'makom mitzvah the iser goes away. That's why the Gemara has to bring that it's usher because of a shavel mishpachto, that for an Eved Kohen to be nirtza is a separate issur of a shavel mishpachto. However, of Meir Arik, in his commentary on Kiddushin over there in the Tel Torah, Maseches Kiddushin, says that it's not a raya at all from the Sugi Maseches Kiddushin, because Ritzia happens to only be a mum over. Tulsa says in Laman Zayin and Bez over here, Al Yidei Ritzia, the Kohen only becomes a bal mum over. We're talking about making himself a mum kavua. To make himself a mum kavua is going to be much more problematic, and you wouldn't need a special pasuk in Ritzia to tell me that it's problematic. It's problematic anyway, because he's being misbatel from the avoda. So just like we have a halacha that it's aser for Kohen to drink wine on the day of his mishmar, because he's being mevatel atzmo me'avoda, so too there's an iser d'rabanan to temporarily disqualify himself from the avoda. But that's only an iser d'rabanan when it's temporary. When it's permanent, then it would seem that that's much more of an iser d'oraisa. That's the discussion in the Achronim, exactly what the nature of this iser is. But again, it all begins from the fact that the Rush and the Ramban leave out the halachos of Balei Mum by Adam. So apparently, Bizman Hazeh, there's no iser for a Kohen to make himself a Baal Mum, even though it would disqualify him from the Avoda. Meheri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, and we're going to need Kohanim. Nevertheless, we don't answer that, because it would be very similar, he says, the Sholem Meshav says, being Matil Mum in a Bechor Behema Tahora before it's born. That you don't have to worry before it's born. It's not yet this man. So Kohen Bizman Hazeh, it's like the Shas Chiyuvo has not yet arrived. He's not yet Kadosh La Avoda, so to speak. And therefore, there would be no iser being matul mum bizman hazeh. That's the gevaldik chiddush of the Sholem Meshav. Now, in general, by mumei adam, so the Mishnah starts out mumin elu ben kavun ben over psulim pulsim ba adam. The Mishnah starts out by saying all of the previous mumin that we had said in the last parak about a bechor also happened to pasul adam. Meaning, all the mumei behema are also enough to pasul an adam from the avoda. So that is one type of mum that you have by Adam. In fact, we're going to find in today's daf already three types of mumin that possel in Adam. Number one is the ones that possel by Behema as well that apply to Adam. Category two of Mumin that possel Adam are things that are unique to Adam, that don't apply to Behema, that are special just for Adam. Category three of Mumei Adam are things that aren't even really Mumin, it's just bad because it's Marisa Ayin. It looks like a Mum, it doesn't look good, and they assert several physical deformities based on Marisa Ayin. We're going to see there are separate halachos for each of the of these categories of Mumin. The first category is the most severe, second category is moderate, third category is the most lenient of all the three categories in terms of the punishment involved and in terms of the whether it's mechalal the avoda, whether a kohen with one of these deformities does the avoda. Those are the factors in terms of determining its stringency and leniency of each of the three categories. So says the Mishnah, all the mumin we have previously mentioned pasul by Adam, yosaleim by Adam. But in addition to that, by Adam, we have a few more mumin that were not mentioned by Behema. Hakilon, Valiftan, Valmakvan, Visharosho Shakut, Visakifas, all of these are going to be explained in the Gemara. Ubali Chataros and hunchbacks. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir v'cham posel. When it comes to hunchbacks, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, and the Cham say it's posel. Hakireach posel. A bald person is posel. Ezu kireach. How do you define bald in terms of the psul of a Kohen? Kol she'in lo shita shel se'er mukefes me'ozen la'ozen. So the definition of bald is that he doesn't have hair going from ear to ear. But if he has hair going from around his head, from ear to ear, many times when people lose their hair, they lose their hair on the top, but they still have hair around the sides of their head, so as long as they still have that, then it's not called a balmum, that's just regular male pattern baldness, that's natural, that's not a balmum. Im yeshla reza kasher, if he has that, then he's perfectly kasher, it's not a mum at all. Now the Ramban and Chumash on the pasuk of Banim Atem LaHashem Lo Siskod V'Lasimu Karcha Bein Einechem L'Meis, the Ramban writes that this pasuk is coming to be mazir not to make a karcha al hameis, not to make oneself bald, to rip out hair as a sign of mourning for a dead body. But he says it could be that this pasuk is only a mitzvah for Kohanim to tell the Kohanim that if since a Kohen, if he was makurach, if he was bald, he would not be roi lavoda. So it's telling us that it's special isser that he shouldn't do this because it's going to be mechalel his avoda. That's what the Ramban says on that pasuk about the isser of pulling out hair as a sign of mourning for a dead body. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Samach Zayin Os Aleph says, wait a second, we never find this din of the Ramban in the Gemara or in the Rambam that a person is korech karcha is mechalel the avoda, that it's going to be mechalel his avoda if a person made himself bald, so the avoda is going to be mechulal. And furthermore, he says the shear of karcha lameis, according to the Rambam, is kigris. If he takes out about a penny size of hair from his head, he's violated this iser of being mekareach alameis. According to the Rush, even on shtei saros, even if he pulls out two hairs as a sign of mourning, it's a violation of being mekareach. If the mum of a kohen were somehow included in this pasuk, the shear should be like the shear of a mum of a kohen. And by the mum of a kohen, our Mishnah says that's definitely not the shear. The shear is a heck of a lot more than shtei saros or a gris. It seems like totally separate halachas. And furthermore, even if a kireach, if he was bald in his entire head, would not be mechal the avoda, it still would not be the mechal the avoda. The Gemara over here is going to say, even if a guy happens to be a kireach, it still would not pasul the avoda, because any mum that's unique to a kohen is an issue of einu shav bezal shal aron, is not going to be mechal the avoda. Anything that's not a mum that applies to behemah as well is simply, it's not going to be mechal the avoda. So the Chuvus Marie Assad is quoted in the Biur Yadav. He explains that what the Ramban means to say is that someone who violates this and makes a karcha barosh of the mace in a way that the Torah says not to, that's bechlal mechalal savoda. Meaning, hu adin, he says, someone who marries nashim ba'aveira is mechalal the avoda. But the Ramban definitely does not mean to say that this pasuk has anything to do with the mum of the kireach. It's saying it's a separate thing, that if a guy does such an Avera that the Torah says not to do, he violates such a kind of Avera that the Torah says not to do, so he's Mechalel his Avoda because of that Avera that he has violated. But it has nothing to do with Bali Mumin. As we see, the rules of Bali Mumin don't at all reflect and don't at all match the rules of a person who makes himself bald as a sign of mourning. Okay, says the Gemara, Amai, why are these things possible by Adam? Vayika b'yabelis loksiv ba'araisa ba'adam. Why do we assume that everything that applies to Behema applies to Adam? Yabelis, it doesn't say by Adam. Vesu dak tavlud loksivi b'behema. And there are certain movement that it says by Adam that it doesn't say by Behema. So why do we assume that everything applies from to both, that whatever applies by Behema applies by Adam? So melef yalfi me'adadi. The Gemara says, yeah, well, we learn Behema from Adam. Titania ba'adam lo nemar b'yabelis. B'behema lo nemar dak tavlud. There are certain movement that are left out on the list by Adam. There are others that are left out on the list by Behema. How do we know that we're supposed to apply that which it says by Adam to Behema and that which it says by Behema to Adam? Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says, Girev, girev, yalefes, yalefes, l'gzera shava. The pasuk says a couple of mumin in both places, and therefore we derive that it's l'gzera shava, that you can apply the mumin of one to the other. And says Gemara, this isn't just any normal l'gzera shava, mufni, it's l'gzera shava mufna. The lo mufni, because had it not been l'gzera shava mufna, as we've discussed in the past, there are different types of l'gzera shava. If l'gzera shava uses words that are not critical to either parsha, that are not already used for other drushas in either parsha, so that's called mufna mishneit stadin. That is the strongest type of gzera shava. And even if you have some type of pircha to ask on that gzera shava by saying, you know, these parshios aren't completely comparable to each other, the gzera shava would still withstand such kashas. If the gzera shava was not mufna, the machlok is exactly how not mufna, mufna misarechor or not mufna klal, but if the gzera shava was not mufna, it would not withstand a type of question where we would say that the two parshios should not be comparable to each other for whatever reason. But over here, we're assuming it's a gzera shava mufna. How do I know it's a gzera shava mufna? Di lo mufni, because if we were not mufna, we would have a pircha. Ika lemifrach, adami behema lo yalif, shekeni atzma krevi legabi mizbeach. How can you learn the mum of an adam from the mum of a behema? By a behema, it's more reasonable that a mum would disqualify it, because the behema himself is brought on the mizbeach. The adam himself is not brought on the mizbeach. And not only that, we couldn't have even learnt the reverse. Behema may Adam lo yalfa. We couldn't learn movement of a behema from movement of an Adam either. Shekein nisraba b'mitzvos, because an Adam is unique in that he's nisraba b'mitzvos. He's chayiv in more mitzvos than a behema. In that a behema is chayiv in none, and Adam is chayiv in 613. Right. So he's nisraba b'mitzvos. That's just an expression. It means he's included in mitzvos. Not that he has more mitzvos. He's included in mitzvos. A behema is not included in mitzvos. Fine. So that's why we cannot learn one from the other, and that's why it must be. We would not have been able to learn one from the other had it not been that the Gzeres Shava was a Gzeres Shava Mufna, and therefore must be that it is indeed a Gzeres Shava Mufna. Says the Gemara, La'ai afnuye mufni. Yes, indeed, it is definitely Mufna. Lichtav Rachmana Yalefes V'lo ba'i Gerev, because let the pasuk just say Yalefes, we won't need Gerev, Ana Amina. Umay Yalefes Delomi Isavi Muma, if the type of wart that's called the Yalefes, which is not as disgusting, is considered a mum, Gerev Dema is Slokolshkin, Gerev, which is more disgusting. Rashi says it's kasha kicheres, it's sunken into the flesh, it makes grooves in the flesh. It's a more disgusting looking type of mum, so all the more so would be included. Gerev, the Kasav Rachman Alam Li, so why does the Torah include this mum if I would have known it anyway from a Kalvachomer? Laf Nuye, it must be the Torah is including it, Dafka, to show me that it wasn't already needed to be written in those parshios. This mum was included Dafka to create a Gzerah Shava Mufna. So that's how we know, that's how we see clearly that it's a Gzerah Shava Mufna. Fine, so we have a whole list of mumin that it says by Adam, a whole list of mumin that it says by Behema. We know to cross over the lists because to each other because we have a Gzerah Shava Mufna. But fret the Gemara, why give a whole list? list by each. Why not just do the following? Once we're going to link the two parshios, v'lichtavinu rachmanu kulu b'chad, v'garvi alefes hacha v'hacha, v'lilfu me'adadi. Why doesn't the Torah list all of the mumin in one of the parshios? Dafka list the ones that are gzereshava, that are used for the gzereshava in both parshios, and then I'll know to apply the entire list from one of the parshios to the other parsha. Meaning, lamashal, let it say the entire list by mumei behema, by mumei adam, leave off everything, shever yad, shever regel, all the different mumei that it says by adam, just leave it off. Don't say any of it. Only say garvi alefes, and I would know that you're supposed to learn it from mumei behema. So says Gemara Eheya, Behelicht of Rachmana. Where do you want the Torah to put the full list? Ikas ba'adam, had the full list been mentioned only by Adam, have Amina called the pasul ba'adam, pasul de behema, then I would have said that everything that pasuls Adam, by definition, pasuls a behema. Kolut v'chutin delasnu ba'adam bebehema nami lo lifsalu. And therefore, those types of mumin that relate to the hooves of an animal's foot by the animal are not shayich by Adam, therefore should not be a mum by behema either. Meaning, if the whole list of mumin were only by Adam, it couldn't list the types of things that are not nogeya to Adam, and mimela we would not have known those mumin to apply to behema as well. So says Gemara, v'kas v'rachman akulu bebehema, and if you would have done the reverse, had the Torah written everything in the context of behema, havamina called the pasul bebehema pasul ba'adam. I would say anything that's pasul for behema is pasul for Adam. But gavon v'charus the lesnu bebehema ba'adam namila lifslu. A gavon and charum which are not shayich by behema. Those are the next two mishnayos we're going to have on Amud Beis. We're going to have a mishnah on gavon and mishnah on charum. We'll see whether we get to them today. Which aren't shayich by behema. Let's say eyebrows, they're not shaykh by behema, psulim in the eyebrows, not shaykh by behema. So I would think they shouldn't pasul by Adam either, if the Torah would not have had it listed by behema. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to have the entire list dafka by one of them or the other. So says Gemara, okay, the entire list, you're right, doesn't make sense. What about the following? V'lichtavinu rachmana kulu b'chad, v'hanach d'lasnuhu b'idach, lichtav rachmana b'behema, v'hanach d'lasnuhu b'idach, lichtav ba'adam. Why don't you have the entire list that involves crossover mumin that apply to both Adam and Behema, the entire list of those by one of them, and obviously by Behema you should include the ones that are only nogeya to Behema, by Adam the Torah should include the ones that are only nogeya to Adam, but why have some of the mumin that are nogeya to both Behema and Adam by Behema, and some of the mumin that are both nogeya to Adam and Behema by, what I just said, by Adam, some by Adam and some by Behema? Why would you have them split amongst the two lists? Have it all in one place, and the only parts that should be split are that which is nogeya specifically to Adam should be by Adam, that which is nogeya specifically to Behema should be by Behema. So v'garvi alef asach v'ach, and obviously it should say in both places, it should say the ones that we use to learn the gzereshava v'lilfi me'adadi, and we should be able to learn one parsha from the other. So says Gemara, ella ketana debei Rabbi Shmuel, we must be assuming like tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. The tana debei Rabbi Shmuel called parsha shenem ravnishnus lonishnus el b'shul. That any time you have a, meaning enochinami, there are certain things that are repeated. But any time you have a parsha that is said and repeated, we assume that we are repeating it only for that which is nischadishba, for the new things that are mentioned. So by Adam we have new things that are mentioned. By Behema we have new things that are mentioned. Essentially, what we're saying is it's not considering extra words in the Torah because it doesn't break the rules of the Torah. The rules are that very often when you have similar parshios, they will repeat much of the same information, but the whole point of repeating all that information is to draw your attention to the contrast, to that which we add in certain places, in one place over the other. So we'll repeat many of the mumin from the parsha of Adam to the parsha of Behema, dafka, so that on the list there will be certain things that aren't repeated, certain things that are new and unique to Adam, certain things that are new and unique to Behema. Amar Rava Lamali Dikas. So new question then. Amar Rava Lamali Dikas Rachman Mumba Adam Mumba Kachim Mumba Bechar. Wait a second, we have three parshios of Mumin. Why does the Torah have to tell me the parsha of Mum by Adam, by Kachim, and by Bukhar, and it just keeps listing all of the same Mumin. Why does it have to tell me that Mumin are passel by all of these things? So says Gemara Tzricha, Dikas Rachman of Mum by Adam, if it only would have told me the problem of Mumin by Adam, I would have said, yeah, for an Adam it's a problem, Shekein Nisrabe b'mitzvos. Because an Adam has so many mitzvos, that's why we're so sensitive to his Mumin. The Rishis Pikurim asks, wait a second, so what is Nisrabe b'mitzvos? Because of that, there's a svara to say that a mum should passel him because he's chayvin more mitzvahs. What does one have to do with the other? Why should it be a mum? Why should he be more sensitive to a mum and more vulnerable to a mum ruining him just because he's nisrava b'mitzvahs? So he says maybe we can explain based on what the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma Daflam and Bezam and Bez, where the Gemara says that the big day lovin of a Kohen Gadol have a certain maila that the Kohen is nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. The Kohen Gadol goes in the big day lovin lefnai v'lefnim. The holiest avodah, the holiest day of the year, is with big day lovin. Big day zahav have a certain maila because kaparasa meruba, because the Kohen Gadol uses them throughout the entire year. So he says maybe that's the idea over here. A very similar idea to that. A behema has a maila that it itself is karav al gabim mizbeach. An Adam has a maila because an Adam is mechaper b'chala karbanos. The Adam is the one that gets the kapara with every karban. A behema is only a single individual karban. So when it says nisraba b'mitzvos, it doesn't mean mitzvos in general. That's not the issue. We're talking in the world of kapara. We're saying that an Adam nisraba b'mitzvos, that he's b'mitzvos karbanos, that he's makriv many different types of karbanos, and he achieves kapara through multiple kinds of karbanos. And because of that, since he's such a big player in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why a mum is going to be much more of a problem for him, because he's someone who's so critical to the day-to-day goings-on in the Beis HaMikdash. Adam is, so again, so that's why if it only would have said Mumba Adam, we would have said Adam is unique. Adam ibechar lawasi shekenu atzmakar v'legabi mizbech. Had it not said Mumba Adam and it would have just said it by Bechar, I would have said you can't learn Adam from Bechar because Bechar itself is brought in mizbech. I couldn't even learn other kodshim from Bechar because Bechar is special and unique in that it's kadosh mirechem. From birth, it's already a Bechar, it already has kedusha, whereas other kodshim don't. They're designated as kadosh only after they are born, at some point when someone decides to bring them as a karban. Adam, Kodshim Lawasi. I also can't know the halachs of Mum of Adam from Kodshim, Shekenehin Atzman Craven, because Kodshim themselves, like Bechar, they themselves are Nikrav, as opposed to Adam, who is not. Bechor me kachim loasi. I can't learn Bechor from kachim, even though Bechor is kadosh mirechem. So you would think if a mum ruins kachim, all the more so it should ruin Bechor. Shekin kedushaso meruba, because the kedusha of kachim in general is more widespread than the kedusha of Bechor, meaning it applies to more types of animals. Chadam echad loasiya, meaning there are more types of karbanos. Bechor is just a single type. Chadam echad loasiya. So says Mar, okay, you're right. We can't learn any one from the other. But Tesi Chadamitarti, why does the Torah tell me that there's Nisr of Balmum by all three? Just say it by two of them and I'll be able to learn one from the other two. So says Gemara, oh yeah? Try it. Mehe Tesi, which one do you want to learn it from? Which two do you want to learn it from? Which one do you want to leave out? You want the Torah not to tell me the din of Balmum by Bechor and learn it out from Adam and Kachim? By Adam and Kachim, there's Kedushasan Meruba. Rashi says Chatos, Vashamos, Olos, Shlamim, and Adam's Kedushas Meruba mitzvos. The animals Kedushas Meruba, like we said before, regular Kachim is Kedushas Meruba because there are so many different types of karbanos, whereas Bechor is only a single type of karban, and Adam's Kedushas Meruba because of all of his mitzvos. Plus, both Adam and Kachim are knowing even by non Becharos, whereas a Bechor is only knowing by a firstborn. So you can't learn Bechor from the other two. Lo licht of Bekachim, so you say, okay, let the Torah not tell me this or Balmun by Kachim, and I'll learn it out from Adam and Bechor. Well, no, that's no good either. Because both Adam and Bechor have inherent Kedusha. What makes a person chayv in mitzvos? He's born. He's chayiv in mitzvos. What makes a bechor kadosh? Merechem is kadosh. The kedusha happens by on its own. No one has to go and designate the kedusha in order to grant the kedusha like you would by kachin. So says Gemara. Okay, let's try the third possibility. Lo lichtov ba'adam v'tesi mehanach. Let the Torah not tell me the din of mum by adam, and I would learn it out from kachim and bechor. No, you can't. Malahanach shekein atzman kraven legamim mizbeach, because both kachim and bechor are themselves brought as the karbanos. The adam is not. Srichi, that's why I needed to tell me all three in all three areas of halacha, by adam, by kachim, by bechor, that there is such a din called balmum. Fine. Yes, Alein Ba'adam. Then we added, in addition to the Bali Mumin, the types of Mumin that apply by Behema, which also apply by Adam, we have additional ones that are unique to Adam mentioned in our Mishnah. So, Minani Mili, where do these come from? Says, Maram Rabbi Yochanan Damakra, Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Mizera Aron. That in order to get off the ground to discuss whether a certain type of mum is going to passel a kohen, he first needs to be shava bizarro shel aron without any other type of mum. Meaning there are different types of mum. There are some mumin that are just ground level, that are considered to be just anomalous, that you're not shava bizarro shel aron. Then once you are shava bizarro shel aron, those are the ones that aren't mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Once you are Shavu Bizarro Shel Aron, then we have Mume Adam that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. And then the third category, what we called before the first category, are those Mume that are so severe that they apply both to Adam and to Behema. So, my Ika Be Mume L'She'enu Shavu Bizarro Shel Aron, what's the nafkamina between category, what we'll call category 2 and category 3? A Kohen that has a Mum Gomor versus a Kohen that's simply not Shavu Bizarro Shel Aron, the types of Mume that aren't Shavu Bizarro. What's the nafkamina between these types of mumin? So, ikumishum achule avoda. The nafkamina is, will it be mechalal the avoda? If the kohen does the avoda with one of these mumin, does the avoda work, or is it mechulal? Muma machal avoda, tichsim mumbo lo yichalal, sheinisham bezal shalaron lo machal avoda. If he has a legitimate mum, it's mechal the avoda. If he's just not shav bezal shalaron, it's not mechal the avoda. That is with the two most severe types of categories. That when someone has a mum that's nogea to behema and to adam, the most severe, in which case it's even going to be mechal the avoda, and the second most severe, the middle category, where he has a mum, but it's a type of mum that's just eno shava bizarro shel aron, but it's not the mum gomor that you would have normally by behema and adam as well. So says Gemara, what about the nafkamina between category 2 and category 3? What's the nafkamina between a mum that is shava bizarro shel aron kind of mum, and one that's only maris ha'ayin? Ma'ika ben she'enu shav bizarro shel aron misha maris ha'ayin. So says Gemara, ika ben ayu asay. Nafkmina is, by enu shav bizarro shel aron, he violates an asay if he does the avoda with such a mum. But if it's a maris ha'ayin issue, he is not in violation of a mitzvah asay. So the Gemara, interestingly, does not discuss punishment. The Gemara discusses whether you're mechal the avoda, that's the nafkamina between category 1 and category 2, and whether you violated mitzvah saseh, that's the difference between category 2 and category 3. So the Rambam, however, in Bias Migdash, Parak Vav, Halacha Vav, writes that anyone who has a mumin, a miyuchadin la'adam ve'avad, if he has a mum that's specific for people, and he does the avoda, so he describes the middle category. He says, even though you get malchus, it's not mechal the avoda. If you violate the third category, something that's only marasayin, the avoda is kasher and you don't get malchus. So he paskins that even on a mum that's only mishum sheinu shav bizal shalaron, category 2, you do get malchus, even though it's not mechal the avoda. So the Rambam holds you get malchus in the second category. The Tos Yantif writes that even though it doesn't say lav mefurish by this mum, there's no losa say. It's just say no shav bezal shararon, so it seems like it's a lav abam l'chal asay. Normally we say lav abam l'chal asay is dino ka'asay, has the din of a mitzvah asay, in which case you should not get malchus. So Tos Yantif suggests a mechudish dikasvara. He says no, only a lav abah michlal chiyuv asay is considered a asay. But over here it's not even an asay. The Torah just speaks matter of factly about shav bezal Shel Aaron, the Torah never, it's not talking in the context of a chiyuv, of a particular mitzvah to do. We only say Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh is like an Aseh when it's Abba Mechlal Chiyuv Aseh. When it's just Abba Mechlal, the Torah speaking, then it would not have a din of an Aseh, then it could even have a din of a Los Aseh, and that's why that's why it would be subject to Malchus. And that's why the Rambam holds category 2, you do get Malkus. Pashup Shah, it's not like the Rambam, that you wouldn't get Malkus. It's not a Los Aseh at all. But anyway, here you have the three categories exactly described in terms of the differences in their halachos. So the category 1 is Mechal de Avoda. Category 2 is not Mechal de Avoda, but it's a violation of an Aseh. Category 3 is not even a violation of an Aseh. It's just a Maris Ha'ayin issue. Fine, now the Gemara describes various Mumin that we mentioned. Kilon, what does that mean? Didami Reisha La'achla, his head is shaped like the bottle cap of a barrel, where it's pointy at top and wide at the bottom. Lifta, the Didami Reisha L'gadilgo D'lifta, that is, his head is shaped like the top of a turnip. Tana V'tzavaro Omid Be'emtza Rosho, and his neck is in the middle of his head, meaning if most of our faces are more to the front of our bodies than they are to the back of our bodies. We're more flat in the back and our faces protrude out toward the front. This is someone who's like even. It's his head is like halfway through his body. Mikvan de dummy ratio the mikvan. His head is shaped like an axe, where it's wider in the front. Visharosha shakut milafanov, and his head is slanted toward the front. Skifas me'achorav, k'damrin shish, skifas is me'achorav, is when it's slanted toward the back. K'damrin shish shakel pisa. Like people say that it looks like there's a piece of his head missing. It's like cut off in the back. Tanavit savaru shakut v'shamut. If his neck is shakut v'shamut, what does that mean? Shakut dechavya michva, where it's like his head is like hiding in his neck. It's too low down. Shamut da'aruch v'shamut. The shamut is that his neck is too long. His head is protruding. It's like a giraffe. Balich chataros, hunchbacks. So Rabbi Yehuda, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. So di'is be'atzem kuleyam lo pligi depaslos. So says the Gemara, well, wait a second. If he's a hunchback where there's a bone in his hunchback, everyone would agree that passels him. Keep pligid us payatsim. The machlokes in our Mishnah is a hunchback where there's no bone in there. Mar savarheinu shav bizar shalaron. So one shita holds, oh, he's not shav bizar shalaron, that will passel him. Mar savar karkur de bismialmuhu. It's just an extra thing of flesh. Some people have an extra thing of flesh in their bellies. Some people have extra flesh in their backs. It's not a psul. Hakireach pasul, a bald person is pasul. Amar Rava lo shanu el she'in lo la'achrav yeshul lefanav. That's only true if he doesn't have in the back, but he does have in the front. Av yeshul la'achrav, but if he has hair in the back, kosher is kosher. Kolshkei she'yeshul la'achrav ein lo lefanav. Certainly, if he has in the back and he doesn't have in the front. V'ikad demasni asefa. Others have this discussion about the back and the front said in connection to the Seifa. V'im yeshla reiz a kasher, that if he does have, then he's kasher. Amar Rav lo shanu lo sheyeshla l'achor v'en l'lefanav. He's only kasher if he has in the back but not in the front. Av l'yeshla b'en l'achor b'en l'lefanav, puzzle. If he's both in the front and the back, then he's going to be puzzle, I guess, missing in the middle. V'kolshkein sheyeshla l'lefanav v'en l'lechrav, and certainly if he has in the back, in the front and not in the back. U'de'en lo klal the puzzle. And certainly someone who has nothing, so then definitely that such a person is going to be possible. The Tzafnas Paneach, the Ragachav discusses, this is all talking about bald on the top of his head. What if he's bald on his face? Guy doesn't have a beard. I mean, we're not talking about someone who shaves a beard, someone who's unable to have a beard. Because there is the Yerushalmi says that if a woman has a beard, that's considered a mum. So by an ish, is not having a beard, is that considered mashuna enough that it's considered a mum? So the Ragachav doesn't think so. He says a Kohen that doesn't have a beard, it's not considered a mum, and it's not like a kireach, which is a complete davar mashuna. And his raya is there's a gemara in Bab Metzia daf pevav amar alf where it says Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard, and the gemara says that he didn't have hadras panim. So Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't highlight the idea that he's a balmum, right? So it's not considered that he's a balmum. And Ragachav discusses, well, why is a kireach a balmum? Why don't you just put a toupee on him and call it a day and say that he's okay? So he said no, because then it would be a violation of Yisr Begadim, meaning apparently the whole issue of Balmum is that it looks bad. So make it look good. There's a way to make a pack of the fact that he doesn't have hair, make it look good. So you could put a toupee on him, but he said no. But then it would be a separate violation of Yisur Begadim. Fine. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Karchanim, the bald people, Vananasin, midgets, Vazaval Galgin, and teary eyed people, Psulim, Fishain, and Shav Bizarre Shalaron, because they're not Shav Bizarre Shalaron. Karchanim, Tanina, Nanasin, Tanina. Wait a second, we already learnt those things. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to be Mechadish those things? Those are already Mefurishim Mishnayas. So says Amr Zaval Galgin, and Strichalai, he added this new mum called teary eyed people. And that's what he needed to teach us. One might have thought that that it's only an issue of Maris Ayin. That's why he wanted to tell me, no, they are category 2, they're not category 3. No, if it was really a Maris Ayin issue, it would have said explicitly that it's Misha Maris Ayin. Because anytime it's a Maris Ayin issue, it does say so explicitly. Like when it talks about someone whose eyelashes fell out. So it says, no, and the Kulu. I might have thought that it only has to mention Marasayim by one of them, and I know that the same applies to all of them. Says Gemara, no, that's not true. Every time it mentions one that's us and Misha Marasayim, it says that it's because of Marasayim. It does not rely on us to figure out that it's Misha Marasayim. So it can't be that we would have thought that this is a Marasayim issue. It doesn't say it's a Marasayim issue. So when we talk about the teary-eyed person, so why does he have to mention it? To tell me, unlike what we normally learned in a brisa, Titania Karchan Vananasan Vazavalganin Kisherim Vlam Rupasal al Mishum Marasayin. The brisa says that all three of these things are an issue of Marasayin. So man hai Tana, who's that Tana that holds this way? Rabbi Yehuda hi Titania Rabbi Domer HaKohanim LeRabbos HaKarchanin. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kohanim Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael Kohanim comes to teach me that Karchanim are Kosheli Avoda. So based on that pasuk, he says, they're really kashuli avoda. Why then would we passel them? Only mishum maris ha'ayin. That's that shita that he's coming to exclude. Rabbi Yochanan's coming to exclude when he tells me that no, these are all issues of einu shav bizar shel aron. They're all category 2 psulim. They're not category 3 psulim. Okay, I guess we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. We've got to work it out for us.